Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
On our last visit to Murondoy, Malachi promised Alexis to work on his verbally abusive treatment of her and promised to file her papers as soon as he returned to the States. Coretta told Ignatius she had started packing her things to move in with him, but he said that would not look right while he is going through a divorce, which angered her, and she left. Simon proposed to Pepper. As we return, it's early morning as we join Shelley and Pepper.
Pepper, you finally decide to wake up. Studio. You and Simon really enjoy yourself last night, eh? I couldn't even sleep with all the noise I had been making. It's so when you're begging, little logic.
Well, we had reasons to be making noise. I thought you'd sleep in.
Well, I was sleeping when y'all come in. But once y'all start, it was very hard to go back to sleep.
Well, you can't blame me and my soon-to-be husband for celebrating Shelley.
Soon to be what?
Bam! Simon asked me to marry him!
You lie!
Girl, I was so shocked and surprised. The man just pulled out the ring and said, Abigail Alana French, will you marry me?
Wow! Wow! Happy for you, my friend.
Thanks.
Well, here, well. Breakfast is on me this morning. Well, I'll know it's brunch. Look, just let me go and cook something for lunch today.
No problem with me.
Simon, I wake up yet?
After all the rocking last night, y'all, please.
You sure he's still alive?
Snoring well aloud.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my friend. We finally get him married.
Yes, child. I will be Mistress De Freitas.
And I's the maid of honor.
Me got a problem with that. And Marla and Catalina could be the bridesmaid.
That's a little weird, though.
Why?
You forget Simon and Catalina was to get married.
Oh.
Anyways, Catalina shouldn't feel no way because she left you.
Correct is right. And nobody ain't gonna spell this for me.
Is Will studying so unique?
I just trying to get some work out the way before the foreigners come in tomorrow.
You hear you, Vice? I tell you don't go through the rain yesterday, you know. Anyway, I can't wait to see Rhonda and my grandson.
And Daddy?
Yes.
Imagine in a couple of days, I can be Kevin's wife. I can't believe it.
You deserve all the happiness in the world, my grandchild.
Anyway, let me focus and finish this off quick.
It's village council business, no?
Yeah. Looking over the work program and the budget.
Oh.
This is what determines how we spend the subvention and local revenues.
Yes, I know.
I just forget you were on the council.
Of course. And I know that the development planning process is ongoing.
Yes, it is.
So what you would say is the village council vision for Murundi?
Well, as you notice, we've been focusing a lot on youth.
Yes.
So getting young people more involved, creating opportunities so that every villager will be able to live comfortably, and we hope to eventually become a green village.
A green village? That is interesting.
Well, Baratika is the model green town, so why Murundi can't be a green village?
As a matter of fact, every community in this country should become green. This is the direction we really should be heading in.
I agree. Anyway, I have no doubts that we will reach our objectives. The planning team is doing a good job. We believe we have a fair understanding of what the local situation is here, and we've been able to prepare a socio-economic profile of Murundi.
Well, we definitely have all the social ills like everywhere else. And we know that some people still struggling.
Which is one of the reasons job creation is on top of our list of priorities. One of the reasons we're pushing things like farming.
Y'all should push cattle rearing too. Not only cows. Encourage people to buy 2 sheep and goat and so. It's all about economic growth. Many things people can do to create employment for themselves. We can't always wait for somebody to give you a job or offer a handout.
I agree. But Granny, at the same time, everybody can't own a business.
That's why in the olden days we had something called bartering. If I plant borer and you plant cabbage, we exchange. We need to get back some of that community spirit because you can't have 10 people planting the same thing and they gonna market for it.
True. You know, Granny, there's a good point to bring up at the next farmers meeting. We have to create a system whereby everybody can benefit and nobody has things left on their hand.
Exactly.
Hold on, I'm making note of it.
I wonder who's this? Boston's residence, good day. Rhonda?
Hi, Mommy.
Where is me, Jamari? Y'all make us bring you, let me bite you up. So everything in order with the flight, and sir? All right. Good. Kevin driving me to the airport. Oh gosh, I can't wait to see y'all, especially my grandson. Imagine he done a year already. You and Abri can left him when y'all going back. I gonna look my grandson. Seeing that you need going and live with your husband, is me one gonna be in this house?
I don't tell you, you gonna see me every day, Granny. I ain't really moving out.
You could say what you want, Unique. Is Jamari hearing in the background there, Randa? Put the arm and say hello. Hello, Marie. This is Granny. I can't wait to see you. Love you.
Let me say hi to my brother.
Take it.
Jamari? Hi, baby. Can't wait to see you. Mwah!
Poor child, was he remember me?
Hi, Mommy. Yes, everything's set. No, it's just a little cold, I guess, so I get a little hoarse. But don't worry, it can come by the time I reach here. And I'm ready to marry my Kevin.
Something smells good.
Well, congratulations are in order, Mr. De Freitas.
Shelly cook lunch. We celebrate it.
I see.
Babes, open a bottle of champagne now.
I need to take a shower first.
Oh, I'm unable with people.
My husband is well and capable.
Thank you, baby.
So when y'all looking for get married?
Well, the sooner the better for me.
Yes.
And y'all looking for like a big wedding or a small wedding?
Whatever Pepper wants.
We going big. I got family all over Guyana. Partica, Scribble, Linden, Porbies, and not forgetting the ones overseas. And I want it keep at the best hotel in GT.
Well, honey, just write everything you want and I will work on the budget.
All right, sweetheart.
I'm going to help you.
Thanks, girl.
The wedding is really just for the woman anyway. I will make sure I show up.
Good.
Pepper, my darling, you deserve the best.
Oh, Simon. I love you, babe.
Love you too, my darling. And Shelly, because this food looks and smells so good, I'm just going to go brush my teeth and then I'm going to eat. I can shower when I'm done.
Is the least I could do.
Thanks, girl.
Y'all excuse me.
How y'all could think that the man is not a good man?
I hope he change. I take a close look at his ring for a second time.
Bam.
Man, this is a proper engagement ring.
Yes, my dear.
But wait.
What?
Well, how does ring look so like the ring was Simon gave Catalina?
What?
No, man. I must be wrong. It can't be. Oh, shoot. My husband called. Excuse me.
Hi there.
Shelley, I thought we were working on this relationship. Why you felt you needed to go and stay at that man's house? You know how embarrassing it is for me and the fact that I ain't hear it from you?
Ignatius, I was desperate. Daddy told me that I had to leave. What else I was supposed to do?
You know I own a lot of homes, right?
Yes, but them places in for rent or selling.
How do you know that? You never ask.
We're
trying to turn a new piece. Are you going to do something like that?
I thought part of me trying to turn a new page is me and you taking some time to work on self. This is not what we say?
Yes.
So, how are we gonna look that every time I want something, I got to go run and come to you? You got to left me for figure things out for myself.
You could have gone anywhere else. You have access to money. You could rent a little apartment in the meantime.
To spend a month and then move? Is how long you think we can dip on this break? Are you good with that?
In the meantime, I want you to find somewhere else to stay. I have a friend got some new apartments in Better Harvest. You could get one for the time being.
You see? You're still in left for me to figure this out on my own.
Shelly?
I'm going to figure it out, Ignatius. Just trust me.
So you don't want my help?
I want to the end of this to be solid. I want we ever got to come to a place where we marriage is under threat. I want it to work out this time, babes.
Yes, me too.
So trust me. Let me figure this out by myself. And I will see you at the council.
Alright, fine. But promise me you can find somewhere else to live.
Yes, I promise.
Good. You can't be living with one of my greatest enemies in this village. It's not a good look.
Is everything okay, honey?
Where you get this ring from, Simon?
What you mean where I got it? From a jewelry establishment, obviously.
Yeah, but it's how long you been planning to propose to me?
About a week now.
Oh, so you went and buy this ring from me?
Yes, my dear.
You sure?
Pepper, what is this?
I know, but Shelly said this looked like the same ring you didn't give Catalina.
What?
How are you going to look for give me the same ring you give Catalina?
But that is not Catalina's ring.
I hope you're all in it out everything as yet.
Shelly, what is this you're telling my fiancé that her ring is the same one I give my ex?
It's not the same one. Kind of look the same to me.
Pepper, this is why I wasn't keen on your friend coming to stay here. We haven't gone anywhere yet and she's already stirring up trouble.
Look, a sorry is not as serious.
I'm sorry, baby. I know you wouldn't give me a ring you give somebody else.
Shelly, you have to go. My wife and I need our privacy. Pepper, help her pack. This charade is over. She has to leave now.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.